many historians will tell you that what got Luther into trouble was not his emphasis on justification, not his rediscovering the priesthood of all believers or any other theological part, but when he was bold to say that it was possible for popes and councils to make mistakes. And the same climate exists in many church bodies. It's not just the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, but it certainly exists here. That if you want to get yourself in trouble, all you have to do is question the authority of a particular synodical convention, a CCM ruling, or anything like this. And I'm speaking from firsthand knowledge there. When you question the authority of the church, that's when you get yourself in trouble. And what is happening is, and this is in paragraph 51 of the treatise, for when proper judicial process has been taken away, the churches are not able to remove impious teachings and impious forms of worship, and countless souls are lost generation after generation. What is the proper judicial process? I would submit whatever system of government you have, God's word needs to be able to trump everything else. Don't quote for me bylaws, don't quote for me synodical positions, don't quote for me resolutions that have been passed. Quote for me chapter and verse, quote for me confessional documents which we have all together sworn to abide by.